Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, we're about to get to our love letters to Kelly. We also, don't forget, have the midweek update coming up in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation. You don't want to miss that with our girl Anna.
Good.
She'll fill us in on that Ariana Grande Starbucks drink, too. But real quick, who was it that said men wear makeup?
Me.
Kelly Raspberry claims.
Not every man, but a lot do.
Yeah, a lot of dudes are wearing the makeup here and there. And Al, you asked for a couple dudes or ladies to call in about their husbands wearing makeup. Hi, Chloe.
Hey.
So your husband is one of those fellows that has to wear makeup because why?
Not on a daily basis, just for special occasions when he's having a bad skin day. I can just put some tinted moisturizer on him just to take the redness out. And I think that's something you could really capitalize on, JC, with your makeup line.
My JC bro makeup line?
Yes. Yeah, just like tinted moisturizer for men.
Yeah, dropping in the spring of 2020. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, yes. And I could really help you with that.
Chloe, does he know how to, because again, I told Kelly that sometimes if I have a pimple or something and we're going to an event, my wife will put a little bit on there. Does he know how to do it himself, or you have to do it every time?
I put it on him just to make sure it's even.
Yeah, otherwise we're going to walk out there looking funny.
Yeah. You're going to mess it up, yeah.
We're gonna it up. You're going to mess it up.
Thank you, Chloe, for sharing.
Wow.
But that's where you launch your video tutorials, JC.
Oh, the YouTubes.
Yes.
So men can do it on their own.
So many opportunities right now.
Or, JC, you can get rid of your zits with my skincare line.
But then that's... you're now my enemy.
That's right.
Good luck catching up, man.
Yeah. You're my enemy right now, Jenna. Stop it with your good skincare stuff. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi there.
Hello. So what about your husband? What does he use?
So he doesn't use necessarily my makeup, but uses my makeup utensils. So his eyelashes are so long that he has to use my eyelash curler on a daily basis.
What?
Wow. Say what? Who would have thought of that?
Awesome. He has long eyelashes, long enough that they need some taken care of?
Love it.
Yes. And on the other hand, I have no eyelashes.
Of course.
Wow. That's not fair.
Man, and when he wants something, he can sure bat them eyelashes at you. Yeah, he gets it.
It did take me a while to talk him into it, and he said, they're curling into my eyes. They're curling into my eyes. I said, use this. I promise you. It was, though, at one point discovered on a bachelor party, so he had to make up an excuse very quickly.
Oh,
that's
no.
So funny.
How did they
he didn't lock the door, and they just probably walked in. Yeah.
Wow.
Took them with them on a
bachelor. See, there should be no shame in a man wanting to look better.
That's why we won't shame with JC bro makeup.
Take the shame out of curling your lashes, men.
I mean, I guess at one point I was getting a manicure and a pedicure all the time, and I was getting my eyebrows waxed. Uh-huh. I didn't do it on a regular basis.
You're upkeeping,
but I did. Yeah, I did.
Nothing wrong with these guys wearing makeup or curling the eyelashes. It's all good.
So now you're on board.
I'm on board. They did.
There you go.
Some Kid Nation members did send me that there are some lines of makeup for dudes. One of them's called War Paint.
Yeah. Well, they're not popular enough because I didn't know about it.
And then there's another one called Bro, but it's B R E U X. That kind of bro. Mm.
Wow. All right, Bro Tigers.
Yeah.
J Bro. No.
You better register something quick.
JC Bro. I could still be JC Bro.
JC Bro.
Yeah.
All right.
Get those trademarks.
Yeah, don't trademark that. That's mine right now.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, please don't take it away from me.
That'll work.
Yeah.
That'll convince him.
Sharing is caring. All right, let's get to Love Letters to Kelly.
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been together for a little over 3 years. We recently bought a house together, and although we don't plan on getting married anytime soon, we're both committed to each other for the long haul. Our relationship hasn't always been sunshine and roses, but it's not a bad one. He recently told me, though, that he's planning on yet another guy's vacation, this time for 2 weeks in Europe.
Nice.
Which he hesitated to tell me for 2 weeks because he knew I'd be upset.
Yeah.
And I'm very upset about this, as he never seems to have the time to take off a day or a few days to have a getaway with me. And now he's going to be using all of his vacation time up on this guy's trip. So it means nothing will happen with us this year. We've had a few trips when we first got together, but not since April of 2017. He doesn't think it's fair that I'm upset. He's going on yet another vacation with the guys. But God forbid I go do something without him, which I don't get to do. I always have to stay home and take care of everything. I tell him, if you put a bean in one jar, work, guy, friends, hobbies, then you should make sure to put another bean in your relationship jar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really hurt about this, and he doesn't seem to care. Am I wrong, Jen?
You're not wrong. But you're dealing with a man that doesn't see your side of it.
A little selfish.
He is a little selfish and immature in the way he's handling it.
2 week guys trip? That's a long trip.
I don't want to be with my friends for 2 weeks.
That's kind of excessive.
It doesn't make you crazy that you want to be in a relationship with someone that wants to travel with you on their free time.
Yeah, see, I mean, I get it. You're supposed to spend time with your friends. That's good for your relationship. Right, but when you're not spending that same time with your...
Yeah.
No balance there.
Yeah.
Takes priority? It sounds like friendships take priority over his intimate relationship with her.
He gets 2 weeks, it sounds like. He gets 2 weeks per year, and he's using it all up with his homies.
That's not cool.
No. They're just dating?
They live together.
They just bought a house together. And then he doesn't like when she takes long trips. That's what she says.
Because that's probably something that's not going to change very much.
It's wanting to have your cake and eat it, too.
Yeah, that's the guy you have set up house with.
Yeah.
And I can't make him change. You can't make him change. Right. That's just innate to him. So you just have to decide if that's who you want to be with for the long haul, but you're not wrong in your feelings. No. Mm-hmm. There is a compromise. 1 week with you, 1 week with them.
Yeah.
There is a compromise there, and he fails to see it and turns it on you and makes you the bad guy. And, you know, that's what men do. They turn it on the woman. You crazy. You're emotional. Is it that time in the month? Oh, you know, and it's...
Girls do it too. Girls do it too, to be fair.
Y'all deserve it. Y'all twist it on us.
Twist it.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
So you're justified, but I can't make, you know, what are you going to do
now?
You're
not going to change.
What are you going to do?
Pack an eyelash curler in his bag with the bros for 2 weeks.
There you
go.
That's
what the heck.
They won't send them next time. Okay, there you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So we have become fairly close friends with a couple, and the guy works with my husband. Now, this past summer, they got engaged, and just last month, purchased a house together, and last weekend, she bought her dress. Well, the problem is that the husband-to-be is cheating on the bride-to-be with his fellow co-worker.
Oh.
I've been put in this situation before, and when I told my friend her man was cheating on her, it backfired on me, and I lost a friend.
Yep.
I cried when I came home the other day, because as she was sharing all the details, and she was naturally so excited about the wedding and getting married,
oh boy.
I was sitting there in front of her knowing that she should not marry this guy because he's cheating on her.
Oh.
My husband, who also knows, said, "We need to stay out of their business." But the guilt is killing me. I can't stop thinking about it. I am so afraid of what is to come if I do or don't tell her the truth. Please help me, Kelly. Samantha.
Wow.
The guilt is
a recent new friend. They've become good friends with them.
We've become fairly close friends. Yeah. I don't know if it's recent, but they've become over some time.
Wow. Oh, is there a way to let her know
without you being
being a blatant, "He's cheating on you"? Is there a way
to drop the clues in front of her? Maybe
to I remember when a woman wanted to let me know that something was going on behind my back.
Something was
awry.
She
didn't come out right flat out and tell me, but she said, "It's interesting that they've been going to lunch together a lot lately." One of those kind of things.
Just to get that thought in your head.
So it wasn't necessarily a flat-out accusation of something really bad going on, even though she knew it. She just kind of let me know.
Yeah.
Wow, they've been unusually close, don't you think?
Yeah.
There might be a way to do it that way. I just really, you know, it's one thing. Wow.
Because how can you keep hanging out with these people if you know?
Yeah, especially,
you know, that's the thing.
Especially if you're not really good at hiding your emotions and you're this upset, she's going to finally say, "What is wrong
exactly.
with you?" And it's going to come vomiting out of your mouth, and then you can't take it back. So there's got to be a way to make her look at that relationship as kind of odd.
If you don't want
to. Susie sure is really friendly with your fiance or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe call her attention to certain things she might be blind to because she's so caught up in the wedding planning without flat out saying, because how do you know he's cheating? How does she know? Does she have proof?
Yeah, her and her husband know, because the husband member works with the guy, I guess. So maybe you know how the husbands come home and they talk to their wives. I'm sure he knows and told the wife.
It would be a good stand-up thing for her husband to go to the guy, the fiance, and say, "Look, my wife is on the edge of telling."
Cut it.
and maybe scare him. But that's, you know, then she's marrying a guy that's not a good dude.
Yeah, you're still going to have those feelings against
him. You know,
yeah.
Is it, do you have enough, you know, women looking out for other women that you want to protect her from this horrible situation?
Well, it's just, and being a friend, though, you would expect your friends.
He's already been burned, though, and lost a friendship over it, because a lot of times the woman's like, I'm invested. I'm too embarrassed to call off the wedding. I've already invested all this money. I can make anything work. And she ends up choosing the guy. You lose the friendship because she chose the guy.
So what would you do if you had a close friend that you maybe have been friends with for a couple years?
I would say
in your situation, you would say something.
I would say something in a,
I think I would too.
It's horrible and it's embarrassing, but I would say something at the risk of losing the friendship.
Yeah. It's better for them. And then Jenna, you would too, right?
Probably.
Yeah, you would.
It's tough.
You don't want them to end up with somebody like that if they're truly your friend.
But don't be, you know, she already has seen this played out before.
Yeah, didn't work out for her.
Oh, man, hope it works out. That's a tough one.
You're in a tough situation, yeah. Samantha.
Why are men proposing if they're not ready to
do that? Ain't
that
the truth? Yeah. I was one of them, but.
Why do you do it?
Yeah, why?
Because everybody else is doing it.
Yeah,
there's pressure from family.
I hate to put that on them because it's all me. But yeah, you get pressure from people around you. That, hey, why don't you get married? You got a good girl. I wasn't quite ready myself. But everybody said you're ready. I listen to other people because I figure people around me are smarter than me. So I'm like, maybe I am ready. And I just don't know I'm ready.
We've been together this long.
Yeah, natural progression. Went ahead and got married. Great girl, and I wasn't ready. So I ended up doing stuff I shouldn't have done. Mm-hmm. And now I am divorced. So. That was old Al.
And maybe this guy's sabotaging because he truly doesn't want to get married.
He's not ready?
Yeah.
Maybe he's just a bad dude.
Could be.
Yes. Yeah. There's also that.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am currently dating a man who is 16 years my senior. I'm about to be 28. He's 44. I knew he'd been married before, and I know he has 3 children, all by the same woman. The children are a little bit younger than me. But I just found out that he's been married 3 times.
Yikes.
We were talking about our future, and he revealed this to me, saying that he's a serial monogamist and that he loves being committed to one person. Should this worry me, Kelly? I don't think he's going to ask me to marry him tomorrow, but should I worry about being wife number 4? I'm not naive enough to think that people don't come with baggage, but I wasn't expecting him to already have packed 3 suitcases. I'm confused.
I'd be curious to know is what led to all the divorces. Is it because he's serial monogamous,
but then he gets bored,
so he has to break it cleanly to go on to be the next person. I'd be curious to know why he was divorced. Man, divorces happen for a number of reasons. You need to find out the root cause of the divorces, and you can always just enjoy yourself, and the relationship will naturally run its course one way or the other.
Yeah.
And stop putting so much pressure on, is he going to propose? What am I going to say if he does? Because you're not even there yet.
I know a guy that has been married 3 times, is on wife number 4. And wife number 4, they've been married for 15 years.
So, time's almost up on that one, huh?
A lot of times they get stuff out of their system and then they're ready to settle down.
Yeah. I never asked.
A man that he got married like 3 times because his 2 previous wives died.
Ooh.
I'd be like, what's happening?
Right?
Yeah. But that's, you know, that's a... Things happen that aren't necessarily that you're a bad person. But
right.
Things don't work out.
No,
so I would find out the root cause of his divorces and then stop already playing out the scenario because you're not even there yet.
I want to know why those guys' wives
died. Yeah, what happened to them? Do you know?
They had, like, cancer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, so it was
an illness.
It wasn't anything.
No.
It wasn't like she went for a ride on a Sunday.
But, like, really, like, man, if you had 2 wives that died of cancer, it's like, do I want to risk being number 3? You know, was it something
well,
his
being with
office?
Him is not going to...
You don't know.
That could just have been horrible.
Could have been horrible coincidence.
Wow. Poor guy.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My girlfriend and I have been dating for 2 years. We have a great relationship. We love one another. We have the same interests. Life's good. We have arguments. We talk. We get beyond it. But recently I had a situation with the ex-wife. We have 3 children, 16, 14, and 8. She had to go out of town for a funeral, and she lives approximately 60 miles from where I live. My kids stayed with me over the weekend, but I took them home on Sunday night in preparation for school. My girlfriend has a big issue with this. She feels that I should not be staying in my ex's home. My ex and I have a co-parenting, very amicable relationship. We talk when we need to, but not very often, just texting when we need it. There's no emotional connection. We've both moved on. and are happy in our existing situation. There were no other solutions that did not involve commuting 120 miles round trip with my kids on a school night or staying at a hotel. I would love your feedback, Ray.
I would have a problem with it.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need to be staying at the X.
I would have a problem with it.
Whether anything happening or not.
I mean, I know you've got every justifiable reason in the book and financial reasons, and the kids got to be at school, but I would have a problem with you sleeping at your ex's house.
Yep.
It's not appropriate. And you have not exhausted all possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been feelings there before. They might stir up again.
Well, it's not even about that. It's just inappropriate.
You don't need to be there. No.
I mean, people are yelling, we do it. You can yell at the radio all day that y'all do this. But I'm telling you, it's not appropriate. And my husband would have a serious problem if I was like, well, I've got to crash at my ex's house.
No.
And I would have the same problem. You just don't, that's just not appropriate. There's always another option. It's just not always the easy option.
Right.
Motels, friend's house.
Something. Or drive 60 miles.
In your car.
It's an hour.
The grandparents. Grandparents. There is another option.
There are a lot of beds out there.
There are friends.
Couches.
You know what? I've had people, the student stays with a friend.
Yeah.
You know, you can divide the kids up and they can each stay with a different friend that their moms will take them to school the next day. There is always an option.
There you go.
I'm not.
So you wouldn't be fine with it even if she was out of town?
It's not appropriate. Your ex should not be in your house like that.
No.
It's not appropriate.
No.
That's just my opinion.
That's why they call it love letters to Kelly.
I wouldn't want that.
No, I don't want my stuff.
Nobody would.
Yeah.
You know what your ex said? No.
But again, if you made it work, good.
I know exactly. Good for you. Because sometimes you're impressed by how people are able to do that.
We have I'm in a good place with my ex. There's no animosity there, and there's no attraction there, but it's not appropriate.
Right.
So there you go.
There it is. Boom,
boom.
Hey, if you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to kidnation.com. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays, so just be listening for your letter to be read so that you can get that advice. And you can always catch up on the K-Pod just in case you miss it and see if your letter was read. And coming up next, it is time to catch you up with what's happening out there. Our new segment called the Midweek Update with our girl Anna from Kid TV. She's up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
From the text. Yeah, you can text the show anytime you want. Our phone number is 800-543-3548. We accept phone calls as well, so we have a phone. It's pretty cool. The text says, I just love how giddy Anna gets during her midweek update. It's so cute. She does. She gets really excited, and she does this look around the room when she tells a joke, waiting for us to get it. You can actually catch that at Kid TV if you want to watch it, so we'll give you some time to get there. While you get to Kid TV to check out Anna's midweek update, the R. Kelly interview is happening on CBS. And
how yuck CBN?
Apparently very yuck.
Very yuck?
Yeah.
Very emotional.
He sat down with Gayle King. Gayle King has been sitting down. He's been doing a lot of standing up and yelling. But here is a little taste of that interview where R. Kelly is breaking down quite a bit.
This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I gave up 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Oh my. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
At this point, we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment.
Thanks, Gail.
His publicist helped calm him down.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're
going
to let the camera
keep
rolling.
This is not true. This doesn't even make sense. Why would I hold all these women? Their mothers and fathers told me, we're going to destroy your career.
But Kelly's emotions remained raw.
It's real girls out there missing. It's real young girls out there being abducted, being raped. Okay? They really are on chains. They really do have chains on their wrists, and they can't get out.
Robert,
and they're ending up buried in debt.
Robert, we have to have a conversation.
This is not me.
I don't want you just ranting at the camera.
I came here for them to hear me talk.
But
I need help.
What kind of help?
This is the kind of help I need.
Yes, what kind of help?
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart. Because my heart is so big.
Oh, wow.
People betray me, and I keep forgiving them.
You sound like you're playing the victim here. You sound like R. Kelly. You do. When I listen to you,
I'm just telling the truth.
You're playing the victim.
I'm just telling the truth.
Man, I love Gail.
That's hard to sit there and interview.
Gail King is so freaking professional, man.
Yeah.
She did not crack one bit, man.
I would have freaked out.
Like, I would have left.
I'm sitting there talking to you, and you go like that?
You know, and they say that's a lot. What guilty people, he'll have his time in court, but that's what guilty people do is they try and put attention on other cases.
Yeah.
In that scenario, you know, there's other girls that have really been abducted.
I didn't chain them.
I need you to help me.
What about the video?
I mean, have a big heart.
Shoot a video
I care too much.
Has she asked him that? I mean, he's live right now.
Yeah, he beat it, remember?
But then another video came out recently.
The new one, I don't know if he's addressed that.
Oh, I bet you Gail's going to ask. She's going to ask about that. Yeah. She is going to hit those questions.
But the only reason he beat the last one is because the girl in the video and her parents refused to testify.
Because
that's how he paid
a ton of money, right?
Yeah, and they said that family now, they were doing a follow-up, because you read, there's so much information out there. They said that family is not doing well. Mm-hmm. So he did not take care of them. If he thought the family got paid off in some huge way, they were talking about how they struggle, and they've had to file for bankruptcy and all these things.
From the text,
the girl from the original video, her parents.
From the text, R. Kelly's yelling voice is better than my singing voice.
Yeah, he does have range in singing and in the emotional moments. Yeah.
This is not me. I'm fighting for my life.
Oh, boy. So, I'll be interested to see how that plays out. CBS. But right now, let's lighten it up a little bit.
All right, yeah.
Because it got very serious there with R. Kelly.
Like, the prison choir is going to be lit.
Yeah, we got a girl, Anna, here.
Yay. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna. How you doing this morning?
Good. Hi. Hello.
How you doing this morning?
How was the cloud? What is it? Cloud Macchiato?
The Ariana Grande Cloud Macchiato thing. Yeah. They have it in caramel or in cinnamon, and I got the caramel, so it tastes just like a caramel macchiato, except with, a lot of foam.
So good.
So it didn't have
I mean, the caramel macchiato is my go-to Starbucks drink, so this was just, with extra foam, I guess. And I didn't know it was, egg whites or anything. I just, mixed it all up.
Yeah.
So it's just really fluffy.
See. So you mix it. Okay.
Yeah. But...
You do have more on that here in the midweek.
I do have a few jokes about that.
Well, let's get to the midweek update, everybody.
Yes. Hello. Welcome. So before we get started, should we all collectively make bets on how many Jonas Brothers references are in this week's update?
We already took bets.
I'm going to do 13.
I'm at 6.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to go with 1,000.
Okay. Cool. Well, you'll find out.
All right.
Okay, so... The final trailer for the final season of Game of Thrones was released yesterday.
Ugh.
I'm absolutely begging you guys to not send it to me or tell me anything about it because I'm still catching up. I'm still pre-gaming Game of Thrones.
I get it.
I'm in season five right now.
Pre-Game of Thrones.
Pre-game. Yeah. The Game of Thrones pre-game.
Shame.
Pre-game.
So last week I made a sports joke. And that JC, you were really excited, so I thought I would give it another try.
Okay.
But this week I actually did keep up with some sports. Okay, so over the weekend there was a hockey game between the New York Rangers and the Capitals. Now, I don't know much about hockey, and I don't know the score, but I do know that Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale each got a 2-minute penalty for hooking up.
Hockey jokes.
Gotcha.
Got you.
And Anthony from Queer Eye, who was sitting next to them, did his best to avoid a penalty for interference.
You looked up actual things for hockey. Look at you.
My boyfriend helps me with that. I'll be honest.
I'll be honest.
He helps me.
All right. Good deal.
So one of my favorite headlines right now, JC, you talked about it the other day, is the one about the guy who lived off of the Taco Bell packets.
Yes.
For 5 days when he was stranded in his car in a snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell really isn't messing around when they say live mas.
Yeah, that way you live longer.
Yes,
live more.
Thank you.
Yeah. Live more.
Okay, so to get to Ariana Grande's Starbucks drink, it's called the Cloud Macchiato, and I got it yesterday. It was indeed pretty cloud-like and fluffy. It was actually so dreamy that I went home and wrote a letter to Jenna about it.
Oh.
Get it, dreamy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dreamy.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
dreamy. dream segment. Okay.
Come on, guys.
Dream interpreter.
Give me a second. I'm sorry.
Yeah, keep up here.
Dreaming. But really, the most dreamlike and unrealistic part about the whole experience was that the girl in front of me also got the cloud macchiato, but she didn't take a picture of it.
How dare she?
It didn't happen.
Yeah. I did take a picture of it. I put it on my Instagram immediately.
Of course,
not a true millennial.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what? Okay, sure. Okay. Okay.
Oh, no.
Right, she got tickled by this. Oh, crap. She got the
yeah. She's tickled by this next
Sorry.
One.
And it's like, it's so dumb. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So St. Patrick's Day's around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
That sham rocks.
That sham rocks.
Look at rocks.
Oh. I was like, wait, I'm still trying to get it.
Okay. Moving on. Okay, so earlier this week, someone anonymously claimed the Mega Millions $1.5 billion lottery.
Yep.
Now, go ahead and call this my conspiracy theory all you want, but the next day, Kylie Jenner was said to be the youngest self-made billionaire. I'm just saying.
You know?
Okay.
Good point. Good.
Self-made billionaire.
Yep.
More like self-bought, but follow the money.
Yeah.
Okay, so finally, did you guys catch all of my Jonas Brothers references?
I didn't.
Joke's on you. This is the only one. Ha, suckers.
Got that one.
Nice.
Yes.
It got us thinking, though. The song from the Jonas Brothers, Sucker.
What are you thinking about?
We wanted to know what you're a sucker for, because in their video, they're clearly a sucker for their ladies.
Yeah, they're a sucker for me.
Yeah. No, for their ladies.
No. They said sucker for you, not sucker for Priyanka.
Well, they were singing to their wives and fiancés.
Right. Acting.
Yeah. But, Kid Nation, if you want to share what you're a sucker for, we'd love to hear from you at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I'll tell you what, I'm a sucker. You were talking about Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked about this before. I cannot turn down a chili cheese burrito from Taco Bell.
Really?
I am just a sucker for it.
You need to give it up for Lent.
I can't.
There you go, Kelly.
Can't give it up for Lent.
You have to.
I'm a sucker for
Sacrifice,
it.
Sacrifice, dude. That's what you have to do.
No. I thought they said it can also be something positive.
Yeah, you can do something nice.
Yeah.
Can be.
A lot of people give up stuff because they want another shot at their New Year's resolution. But, yeah, you could think about
that's
doing things.
That's what you're a sucker for, huh?
Yeah, I'm a sucker for that thing. What are you a sucker for, Kid Nation? What are you a sucker for, Anna?
Oh, I'm definitely a sucker for really trashy reality TV.
Yeah.
I think I single-handedly keep MTV alive.
Temptation Island was on last night, wasn't it?
I think so.
I think so.
I tried watching it on demand, and it said it wasn't available.
Oh,
it
man.
It is online, though.
Yeah, you can go online.
I'll go online, because I couldn't set it up to do it, because I want to catch up.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. It's crazy.
Yeah. From the text, I think JC and Anna should remake the video. That was a good duet. Yeah, I've been practicing. We've been in talks.
Acoustic.
Really?
Yeah.
And are you going to join her band?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Al's right there, Kelly.
Whoa.
I'm a sucker for a good band.
He's the next Jonas.
Whoa.
All right, we'll take your calls. What are you a sucker for? We'll hear next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere by me. I'm a sucker for you.
Are you a sucker for this song?
Get it, Thomas Jonas over there.
All right, Kid Nation, we want to hear what you're a sucker for at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We all have those one that one thing. We just, man, I can't turn away if I see this, or I can't turn that piece of food down. Or
this girl that I met years ago, before I started my show, she was a trainer, and she had, I don't even know how to describe the color eyes she had. They were kind of greenish, hazelish, bluish. I don't even know. But I could be upset with her for
those
whatever
eyes.
Reason. And I look at her in the eye, and I'm like, I just start melting. Like, whatever, yeah, okay, baby, I love you too.
Yeah,
I'm just
man.
Sucker for those pretty eyes.
Man, my wife wears these, I don't know if it's a bra or whatever, but it's like a lace, almost like cloth-like.
It's the bra that's meant to be shown, like with spaghetti straps, and you can see the bra.
And then she's wearing her shirt on top of it, but you could still see this. I don't know what it is about those things, but I'm a sucker for that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even want to go out anywhere right now. I just want to stay here.
Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm a sucker for a guy in a baseball cap driving a truck.
That's right, Kelly.
I just think that is the hottest look. And when my husband pulls up, he borrows his dad's truck. He has to do yard work for me, and he comes over with that baseball cap. He has a yard work outfit.
Uh-huh.
So stinking hot. I just look at him through the blind.
Hey,
and video him and take pictures.
Oh, I catch you
hot.
I catch you looking at me when I'm leaving work sometimes in my truck and my hat on.
I'm a sucker for that. I don't know what it's just so stinking sexy.
I hear you.
Yeah, man. Jenna?
Lots of things. Facial hair.
Uh-huh.
Bear claws, though I don't eat them. But I'm a sucker for them. Yes. I can't tell you the last time I had a bear claw, but I love them. I love the idea of them.
Which one do you like? The chocolate?
No,
or do you like maple?
No, a bear claw.
Which one's that?
It's like, well, it's just glazed and a little piece of apple in there.
I was thinking of the one that looks like a braid. That's not a bear claw.
No. It's a twister or
That's
something like that.
Yeah. I gotta get my names right. What's up, Stephanie?
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, what are you a sucker for?
I'm totally with Kelly on the baseball cap and the truck, but he has to have really nice arms.
Yeah, nice arms.
Yeah.
Nice arms, and then that baseball cap just enough to see the eyes, and that big lifted truck. Oh, my gosh.
Girl, you need to stop.
You're turning Kelly on.
I'm making my husband to buy a truck.
Yeah, you are. Over here.
Fire!
Do tattoos help the nice arms for you? Or is that you'd rather have just a bare arm?
No, tattoos will help.
All right.
There you go. Stephanie, you suck.
Not too bulky, like up to the neck. Like just nice arms that you can grab onto.
Yeah,
all right.
Man.
Okay.
There you go. A lot of ladies
okay, over Kelly.
All right.
Kelly's fanning herself right now.
My pulse did start speeding up a little bit.
Uh-huh. What's up, Whitney?
Hey.
What are you a sucker for?
I am a sucker for my 17-week-old mini golden doodle that we just got.
Oh, Al agrees with you on that one. He got a golden doodle.
His name is Barry Allen.
Yeah.
Like the Flash. And if you want to be a sucker for him, too, you can follow him on Instagram. That dude, D-O-O-D, Barry Allen.
All right.
Dude.
All right. Congratulations on the new dog.
Yeah, cute little puppy. Let's go to Elijah. What's up, Elijah?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
You, buddy.
All right, man. So what are you a sucker for?
Man, I'm a sucker for getting tattoos so much that I picked up the craft, and I'm actually tattooing myself now.
What?
Wow.
Interesting.
Whoa. So,
and lucky for you, Kelly, I have a jacked up truck sitting on 35s and I wear a ball cap.
Lucky
y'all
for
need
you.
To stop. Seriously.
Wow.
Can't
Kelly.
Handle it.
So are you right-handed or left-handed, Elijah?
I'm right-handed, so my left arm is, or my right arm is going to be completely bare.
Yeah. Unless you start learning with the left hand.
Yeah.
But everything else.
Yes.
Wow, that's really cool that... Saving a lot of money that way, too.
Right.
Congrats on that.
Can't blame anybody if it messes up.
Uh-huh. What's up, T?
Morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Doing excellent, man. I'm going to have to agree with you on this one. What are you a sucker for?
Oh, man. I'm a sucker for Cinnabons.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnabons.
Cinnamon rolls. The sloppy cinnamon rolls.
Mm. Yep.
I got to have them. What?
Isn't it like one of those where you go to the airport and you smell it and you automatically find yourself in line for Cinnabon?
Or the mall.
Yeah.
Like, how did I get here?
Like, what happened? The next thing you know, you're in front of the line. You get yourself that Cinnabon. Yeah, I'm with you on that team, man. A lot of people are a sucker for that. Hey, Randa.
Hi.
Hey.
All right. What do you like? What are you a sucker for?
I'm a sucker for rolled ice cream because regular ice cream just isn't good enough.
Yeah. That rolled ice cream, have you ever had it?
I have not.
Yeah, it's like an art to it. It's weird.
Huh. All right, I have to try that.
Yeah, Randa says that regular ice cream is just too basic. You got to get that rolled ice cream.
Rolled ice cream, okay.
How often do you get it, Randa?
Not that often.
Yeah. But when you see it, you're going to go get it.
I've said this before, too. I'm a sucker for movie theater popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just go for the popcorn.
Let me, real quick, a brief aside.
Yeah.
I took my daughter and my daughters to the movie about a week or so ago.
Yeah.
And we were running late. I was just taking them, buying them popcorn, and I was going to leave. And this man was in front of me. He said, "You seem in a hurry." He said, "Why don't you get in front of me?" I said, "Well, you've got to catch a movie too." He said, "No, I'm just here buying popcorn for my wife. She loves it." He went there and bought a jumbo bag of popcorn.
And you know it's going to be $25.
To his wife because he loves her.
What a stud.
Yeah.
You can do that. You can go to the theater and just buy the popcorn and take it. He was doing that for his wife.
Wow.
I'm like, I told my daughters, I said, "You look at that. You find a man like that.
That's a man right there.
That's a man right there want."
And he let you cut in line in front of him because you knew
they had to catch their movies first time.
Yeah. Speaking of letting somebody cut in line real quick, that the Mega Millions person that won the $1 billion.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So apparently through their lawyer, they released a statement and they were talking. Apparently what went down at that store.
Yeah.
Is that somebody was trying to get in line and buy a ticket as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that person, the winner, the anonymous winner, let that person go in front of him or her.
Oh.
And then they bought their ticket, and that ticket was the $1.8 billion or whatever.
How do we not know the identity but know that?
Because the lawyer talked.
The lawyer of the
winner.
That's
how we know that story. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Good
karma. That's why you got to be kind to people.
Yep.
Be nice. What's up, Blake?
Hey, what's going on?
All right, man. What are you a sucker for?
I'm a sucker for my lady.
Yeah, you are.
All right.
Yeah. What's her name?
It's Heather.
Heather.
And you'll do anything for Heather, huh?
Hey, if Heather wanted popcorn, Blake, would you go to the movie theater and buy it for her?
I'd go to the go get her popcorn at any time of the day if she wanted it.
You go, boy. You go.
Ladies, get yourself a Blake.
Fellas, get yourself a Heather.
Yeah, fellas, get yourself a Heather, yeah. Because Blake loves his lady. Man, we got so many calls. We have a lot of suckers.
Yeah.
Hold on one second. This was cool. We've heard about this going on. Hi, Alexis.
Hi, how are you?
I wanted to get to yours because yours is in style right now. What are you a sucker for?
I am a sucker for the dad bod.
Yeah, you are.
Shout out, baby.
Come on now.
Come on.
I know, there's nothing sexier than a guy with, like, a husky guy with, like, maybe, like, a, you know, lumberjack kind of feel.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm about to go chop down a tree after the show today.
Al, I'm noticing you're losing a lot of weight right now, so.
Well, I'm going to be the slim lumberjack.
Yeah, like, that outfit, I could see it a lot.
You
man.
See it a lot?
Yeah.
Well, thanks, dude.
Big time, buddy.
Appreciate it. Yeah. But dad bod will be back. Don't worry.
Thank you, Alexis. You have a wonderful day.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. You get where you lie.
You get where you lie. One of my favorite segments, Kid Nation, because we get to talk about what you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Normally it's us viewing off the mouth of what we're interested in or our stories, but right now it's about you. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You can ask us any question you like. You could bring up any news story you may not have heard on the show yet, but you're really interested in.
Okay.
Literally anything you want to talk about. Fair game. Now, this is one of the most popular questions as of late because it's new here on the show.
What's that?
But, hey, Jenna, I was on maternity leave and definitely missed on the whole new novio conversation. I haven't heard the story of how you guys met. Give us the deets, girl.
Okay, the quick recap. Yes, I have a boyfriend.
Jenna has a boyfriend.
Fabuloso.
He is Mexicano.
He's from Mexico City.
We're family.
He has a very thick accent. I was actually at a business meeting on a Friday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I ran up to a bar to meet an investor of mine and was like, "I'm just going to sit for a minute." Had a few glasses of wine, see a guy I've never seen before. Didn't have any makeup on, actually. Yeah. Felt like I kind of looked like a troll, but I was like, "Hi, I'm Jenna." It was just kind of like that. And he sat down, we hit it off, and
boom.
We've hardly spent a day apart since.
Sometimes you just have to throw out the "Hello, I am." And boom.
Yeah, I think that was my line. Hi, I'm Jenna.
Hello there.
Yeah, but it's great. He's
cool.
It's still great. He's wonderful. We're going out of town on Friday.
Awesome. Going off to Mexico together.
Yeah.
See the fam again?
I don't know if we're going to see them this time.
Yeah, Jenna already met the parents, by the way.
A couple times.
Super serious.
My mom's met his.
Yeah.
His
both,
parents.
They've all met.
He said they like me. I'll believe him.
What was that one conversation you were telling me about that Jenna and him have some issues with communication at times? What was that word you could...
Which one?
Yesterday, you were playing it for me. You recorded it.
Oh, the audio I have?
Yeah.
He goes, "Look, I took a picture of a Bolton eating a bolter, eating a bolter, eating a squirrel. And I said, a bolter? And this, I recorded our whole conversation. I was like, a bolter? He was like, you know, the animal. And I'm like, bolter?
Bolter.
Bolter. And he shows me a photo. Oh, vulture.
A vulture.
Because he's got that cool accent, so some words sound like... It's a pretty cool conversation, though.
I love it. It is funny. Yeah, so that sometimes that's what we do on the weekends. We talk through things.
And if you hang out with Jenna and her boyfriend, you can watch her staring at him when he talks, and she's just...
Aww.
Just like, oh.
Aww.
I don't know what you're saying, but oh.
Yeah, I know. I hope it lasts.
So far, so good. Hi, Joe.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Hey.
Dude, let me tell you, just got back from Mardi Gras.
Okay.
I was on the parade route yesterday, watching the parade. These two boys crying about not getting any beads or stuffed animal.
Uh-huh.
Two girls walked up, lifted their shirt, they got showered with beads and stuffed animal, and walked away. And of course, the boys couldn't stop talking. And of course, the mother just shaking her head like, oh my God. But guess what? Guess what?
What?
It all hit me like a ton of bricks. I had stripper names for y'all.
So hold on, Joe. Because you saw these girls flash during Mardi Gras, you decided, hey, hold on 1 second. I have dancer names for the Kid Craddock Morning
Show.
All
right, I can't wait to hear this.
Ready? Girls first. Okay. Calais.
Yes.
It is K-Rasmataz or the Sandwich Maker. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Sandwich and some loving.
The
no sandwich
maker.
I like K-Rasmataz.
On the center stage.
Yeah.
Sandwich maker.
Here's Jenna. You ready, Jenna? Yeah.
I don't know. I can't be sure. Go ahead.
Oh, Jenna-licious.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
All right.
Or the Dream Maker.
The Dream Maker.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yes,
I get down
right.
with that.
All right. Who's next, Jenna?
I even got one for your boyfriend, Machismo. Oh.
Machine.
Well, good. We'd be a great stripping duo.
Machine.
There you go. Al.
Yo.
Are you ready?
Come on.
You're the best kisser.
Yep.
Big Al the tongue.
Ladies, welcome the tongue to the stage.
Here we go. The last one. Oh. JC, I saved the last for best. It's the JC. JC this or candy corn. Oh yeah, love it.
Okay.
Thank you, bro.
Candy corn.
Thank you from the tongue. Thank you from the tongue.
I saved the last for best.
Yes, you did, candy corn.
Yeah, I know Joe's my people because he talks like me. You know?
Flipping things around.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta flip things around. Candy corn.
Oh, that was great energy, Joe. Thank
I like
you.
Joe.
Oh.
Joe, call more often, please.
Yes.
We need you, sir. Oh, they brought from the text Big Al Mac.
Yo!
Can y'all play the clip where Big Al literally reads anything you guys write for him? I think it was a Charger TV commercial that now delivers pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes Big Al, we noticed, will not ask any questions when it comes to spots when we do commercials.
No, I just do them.
So we put them to the test, and we basically made them do this.
You've heard me tell you about all the great things that Charter has to offer, but now it's getting serious, y'all. Yeah, Charter wants to take a bite out of hunger, and they're looking to deliver. What the heck am I talking about? Well, get this. Charter Pizza. Charter has invested millions of dollars into developing the perfect pizza to complement their already outstanding phone, TV, and internet. With a crispy crust, a hearty sauce, and melted cheese, my mouth is watering just thinking about it. And let's not forget about the toppings, okay? Pepperoni, Charter's got it. Mushroom, Charter's got it. Pineapple and ham, no, Charter ain't got that. But if you bundle three pizzas together and get it for only $29.99, you can't beat that. That's Charter Pizza. Call 855-85-CH-PIZZA. And I'll have to say that one again. 855-85-CH-PIZZA. Or go to charterpizza.com to find out if we're baking in your area. Additional toppings and delivery charge extra.
I don't know. When somebody puts a website on a spot, I'll go look at it and stuff. No doubt.
Nah. You need your product endorsed. Let me know.
I think there was another one, too, that they offered telegraphs. And then there was another one, too.
Oh, some glasses.
Glasses material.
Yeah, the glasses material.
Eyeglasses material.
Big Al Mac. What a stud. From the text, hey, JC, does JC stand for anything?
just curious. Yeah, I stand for love. I'm just kidding. JC stands for Jose Chavez.
There you go.
Which is my name, but then we changed it, and so I spell it weird. It's a J-S-I. Like J, yes.
So you Mexican.
Because I'm Mexican.
I wonder if anybody just has initials, but it doesn't stand for anything.
Like you go by...
It's just initials.
Wasn't there a president that had an initial that didn't stand for anything? I think. Like Ulysses S. Grant or something. I don't remember which one.
Warren G. Harding?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. But some people could maybe just be initials and it doesn't really stand for anything. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What about George W. Bush?
That stands for something.
George H. W. Bush?
That stands for something, too.
You got to stand for something.
What about the B and Lyndon B. Johnson?
That stands for something.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you going to keep going?
Abraham Q. Lincoln?
You might have got me there. I don't know.
What is Abraham's middle name?
Quincy.
Oh.
What?
J-Mac. J. Mac Slaughter. His first name is a J. J-Mac. The initial J. Yeah, there I just thought of that. Huh.
Look at that. Our friend of the show. Hold on 1 second. Jonathan's got a cool story. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
Hi, buddy.
Hi.
So you saw something cool or what?
Well, I think I've got a new conspiracy for you. So you know how people say aliens built the pyramids?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's wrong. I think they build Waffle Houses. Because you never see a Waffle House being built. There's just an empty lot, and then you drive down the road the next day, and there's a Waffle House there.
Excellent point.
Very good point,
son. That is true.
That's a theory right there.
I haven't seen a building being built, and then all of a sudden the Waffle House is there.
No, they just, it's there. It's automatic.
And it happened one day. I drove by it in the morning on the way to work, and then I went home, and it was there.
And why do they call it house? Because it's really a building. You know what I'm saying?
I suppose that is a good question. Well, they also call it, there's also Huddle House, and that's not really a house either.
Like Pizza Hut.
It's a hut.
It kind of looks like a hut a little bit. But a Waffle House, there's no bedrooms.
No bedrooms.
I need a bedroom.
Yeah.
And an attic.
Waffles don't need beds.
Yeah, but you can't call it a house.
Well, do pancakes need beds? Because they got an international house of pancakes.
Yeah, that's not a house either. No bedrooms there.
Yeah.
Y'all are overthinking it.
We need to make the pancake apartment. That's going to be our restaurant. Though. Pancake apartment.
That may be the stupidest thing you've ever said.
All right, so we'll there you go.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey there, Kid Nation.
Hey, hey.
All right, happy hump day today. Today is Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday.
It is Ash Wednesday. If you see somebody with a little bit of something on their forehead, do not wipe it off, please.
No.
Lick your thumb and go up.
Yeah, don't do that because it's there for a reason.
If you have dry skin, you don't have to put lotion on today. It is Ash Wednesday.
Okay. I got you.
I don't know if I'm offended or not.
I don't think I am.
Well, I just always look at it as like, he said worse.
Wait. Thank you, Jenna. Thank you, Jenna.
It's time for Tidbit News.
And true.
Probably earlier this morning.
Yeah. True, right?
You're probably going to hear about this today.
What?
It's a really sweet story. A teenager in Arkansas named Tanner Wilson saved some money for 2 years from his part-time job as a car mechanic so he could buy his friend Brandon Qualls an electric wheelchair. Brandon's been using a hand push model for years, and now he no longer has to do that anymore.
I was using a manual wheelchair. It was like moms would get like really tired.
He's just been a really good friend, and I wanted to do him a favor. I just felt like I needed to do it.
And then they came in, my face just blew up. I was crying everywhere. I was like, wow, I can't believe he did that for me.
It's worth it. Well, Brandon, he's just always been there for me. The past 3 years, I've wanted to get him one, and I mean, I've been trying. I feel like life's a little bit too short to be, you know, judging everybody. You know, you should think more of others than just yourself. So.
I did not know he was saving up. It's been my dream just to have one of these, and he's been my dream come true.
Oh, that's nice.
When you're a teenager, you're saving money to buy a PlayStation or maybe a bike
maybe
or something.
First car.
Maybe your first car.
Yeah.
And this guy was saving for his buddy to get a wheelchair.
Awesome. Way to go, Tanner.
His arms were getting too tired. What a stud.
In Arkansas.
Now, here's a story about reading the fine print, people. Instructions on how to win $10,000 were buried in an insurance policy's fine print.
Okay.
And someone spotted it day one. Now, I had this back in school. I had a teacher who was one of those teachers that said, always read the directions. Her thing was, before you do anything, read everything through and then start your work.
Saves you a lot of time.
And I remember it to this day.
Long run.
Exactly, Kelly. I remember it to this day. I remember the test. It had, please put your name down, put it down. And then it had a bunch of really easy math questions and all these questions that they were super easy, but it was about a 30-minute long test. But if you read all of them and got to the end, it said, you do not need to do all those questions. All you need to do is put your name and sign right here and turn it in.
Huh.
And you got an A. And everybody else spent 30 minutes doing it. I think there was about five or six of us who actually listened to her and got an easy A and didn't have
but
to spend the time.
That's different than reading directions.
Right.
It's like, I remember it was like fine print or reading a contract or something. Make sure you read everything thoroughly before you begin something was the message she was trying to portray. And then she just threw that on us one day.
Yeah.
So this insurance company in Florida thought they were going to get away with something because nobody actually reads the agreement or the fine print.
Yeah.
So this company, Florida called Square Mouth, recently decided that they wanted to test that theory, and they put a secret $10,000
as
a contest.
Before.
The only place they mentioned it was in the fine print of one of their travel insurance forms. They buried it in the instructions way down in the middle of page 7.
Page 7. That was nicer.
And then they didn't tell anybody about it. The instructions said that the first person who mentioned the contest would get $10,000. If no one noticed it within a year, they were planning to give it to charity anyways, which is what they thought would happen. Well, 59-year-old Dunlin Andrews teaches at a high school about 60 miles south of Atlanta. She always reads every user agreement and contract she signs.
She's the one, huh?
And she spotted it on day one of the contest. She thinks that reading contracts is really important, even hides secret questions in her students' tests. So if they pay attention and read carefully, they can get extra credit. I've heard of that as well in tests. So she bought the insurance policy from the company, read the whole contract, got in touch with them about 23 hours after they launched the contest, and then they gave her a check for $10,000 last week.
Dang.
And they're all ticked off. Like, we thought this would hang out for a little while longer.
Plus, she got an extra $10,000 to help out her school district.
That's nice. Good.
Isn't that cool?
Great. And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
Everybody's got to be reading the fine print.
If you don't agree, you can't do the thing.
I'll agree. I'm just not going to read it.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.